Welcome, welcome everybody to another Weekly D Show. I'm really happy to see you again. Sun and Huang, I recognize. Quang Trung just joined. Hello buddy, Quang Trung. We haven't met before. It's good to meet you guys. And we also have Beginning is here listening. So really excited. Today, the topic is about you. So I don't really have a topic in mind. I just want to talk to you. I want to learn about you. I want to learn about your lives. I want to learn about what you're doing in your life, what your plans are. And hopefully I'd like to hear about what kind of, you know, future you're trying to build and, you know, how to do it better, how to do it faster. Basically to have a great life. So yeah, this Weekly D Show is all about how to move on with your life further and faster. So let's get started. Anyway, my name's Dave. I think you guys, Huang and Sun, I know you guys. Quang Trung, I haven't met you yet, but I'm Dave. I'm the founder of English Online with Dave. And this is a show. It's not an English lesson. It's not a course. And it's not an English class, but it is a show about you. And so I just want to get started. So who knows what success is? Huang, go for it. Yeah.
And go. Oh, yes. Oh. sorry.
You first,
Quang Trung.
Can you ask again?
Yeah, sure. So Quang Trung, I want to ask everybody for the final question of the Weekly D Show. The question is, what does success mean to you?
What does success mean to me?
Yeah.
I think actually I my dream actually want to the first I must rich have any money to you know to improve me, improve my family, improve everybody around me, you know. And the first, and I actually want to, you know, everything around me such as healthy, you know, many relationship, and everything, you know.
Yeah.
It's much too good.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I really approach. I can do anything. Benefits for everybody in the world.
Fantastic! Yeah.
Yeah. Special I do about technology, so I do like kind of creative app
to create something. Yep.
For everybody. Yeah,
got it. Fantastic. So creating something, it's a lot of things. Success means a lot of things for sure. And everybody has a different idea about what success is. So my next question is, thank you, Quang Trung. That was a great answer. My next question is, what does it take to be successful? So that means, what do you have to do? How do you have to behave? How do you have to think to achieve success in your life? So Asun, I'd like you to try and answer the question there. What does it take to be successful in life?
In my opinion, I think to success, we have to spend a lot of time to do things. And we have to learn a lot in book or in many places, in other people. And try and fail. That's the way we can success.
Nice. So definitely gaining knowledge. Yeah. You know, studying, gaining experience for sure. And also, I really liked your last point about failing, being prepared to fail, being prepared to make mistakes on your way, and being able to learn from those mistakes. That was a really good point, Sun. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic. How about you, Huang? What does it take? What do you have to do to become very, very extremely successful in life?
So actually, for me, the first thing we need to create the goal, the target in your life, and just try your best to achieve that goal, and build capability. For example, so right now I'm studying it to improve my skill a bit.
Yeah.
And pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. Paying attention. That's super, super important. And I really like that. Creating goals for yourself. Can you give me any examples of goals that you have for yourself? Like, can you give me more detail about how you set your goals, Huang?
I will take example for about a sport. I really like sport, especially football. And I would like to become the good player. And so right now I play the football every day with my friend.
Yeah.
After working.
Yeah.
I spend about 1 hour per day for play football.
Absolutely. Yeah. So commitment, dedication, effort. So three things you need to achieve your goal. You need to be committed. To be committed to something that you want to achieve, you need to be dedicated. You need to have dedication. You need to always be there. You know, you can't make excuses not to go to football, right? Just like learning English, you can't make excuses why you're not speaking enough. It's up to you. You need to find the time. You need to find the way to do that. So creating goals, that's a great point. Let me ask Sun, how about you, Sun? Can you tell me about one of your goals right now in your life?
My goal, recently I said my goal is have a IELTS 6.5.
Yeah, yeah.
I will study abroad then.
Yeah, fantastic. And so that takes commitment, it takes effort, and there's nothing else. It's going to be difficult, it's going to be challenging, but anything that's worth something in life is always going to be challenging. It's never going to be easy. So you must expect difficulties along the way, but it's also up to you. It's also up to you to have the mindset, the positive thinking. I think when we're talking about success is you need the positive thinking to expect, you know, that it's going to be hard and how to motivate yourself to keep going. That's so important. How about you, Quang Trum? Any goals that you have at the moment you want to share?
My girl is very successful. So, but in the 6 months, my girls must to study hard. To improve my skill English. The special day about communicate. After the next 6 months, I must to communicate very good. Listen and understand anything you say. I some girl about my study in my school and some girl about my life. But the special I must the main girl I want to have in the 6 months.
This
is communicate very fluently and
good. Yeah. You're doing good. Yeah, you're doing great. You're going to get there for sure. And I just want to say to everybody, Hoang Seun and Chum at the moment, don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of setting bigger goals than you're used to. Every morning I set goals. Every morning, sometimes the goals are different and they're very, very big goals because I want to test myself. Yeah, who wants to test themselves in life? Who wants to be successful? If you want to be successful, you need to test your limit, right? Am I right?
Yes.
You got so if you set small goals every morning, what's going to happen? If you set small goals, what will happen?
It's very easy to achieve the goal.
It might be very easy to achieve, or maybe you don't achieve it because it's too small. Maybe it's not exciting enough. Maybe it's not motivating enough.
You need the challenge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you need not only a challenge, but you need a challenge that maybe you think you cannot even achieve. That kind of challenge. Because nobody knows exactly what their limit is. Who knows exactly their limit right now? Nope, you don't know. You don't know. So that's why I think it's a great advice that I can share with you today. Every morning, just set yourself a goal that you think you can't achieve and see if you can do it. And don't worry, don't be worried that you don't achieve it, because The point is that you set a goal, a very, very challenging goal, and it's exciting. And you go, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to really do my best and see how far I can get. So that's going to give you more results, better results than setting a small goal, which is not so exciting, right?
So, and what happened when we set the big goal? It really much your stress,
No. So there's good stress and there's bad stress. Like, you want to set a goal that you really want for yourself, that you're excited about. Yeah. And when you're excited about something, you're going to take action. Great. Any questions, any comments or anything else?
Can I have a question?
No.
Yes, go ahead, Sun. Yeah, last question for Sun.
How can we overcome the fear of public speaking?
By doing public speaking.
Okay.
Okay, by doing public speaking.
But when I stand in front of the crowd, I cannot open my mouth.
Do it again. You'll open your mouth a little bit more. Do it 5 times. Do it 10 times. Then you will start getting better. You just got to do it, man. Do it. There's nothing else. It's either yes or no. It's either do it or do not do it. It's a choice.
Okay.
Great. Okay, guys, see you later. See you in the next show, hopefully. Yep.
Thank you.
See you.
Okay. See you guys. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah.